I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Facebook this morning formally unveiled plans for a new global digital money. Once this is rolled out and the bugs worked out, users will be able to buy things or send money in the form of a new currency called Libra starting next year. This will work locally or across national borders, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Facebook says there are more than 1.5 billion adults around the world who don't have access to traditional banks, although they do have a cell phone. Christopher Vecchio is a currency strategist with the IG Group Brokerage. He says right now, international money transfers through, say, Western Union are expensive because consumers pay lots of fees.
You have your minimum fees and your handling fees, your flat fees. When you're transferring money abroad, you deal with your foreign exchange rate commissions. For every $100, for example, the average transaction costs around 11%.
So if you're working abroad and sending money back home, your family only gets $89 of that $100 you sent. Facebook says there would be minimal fees to send Libra around the world, and Facebook hopes to set up places where you could easily exchange cash for Libra, maybe at a grocery store. Mark Williams is a fintech professor at Boston University.
You can use real money and exchange it for Libra at either a vendor that would provide that service for you, or, for example, through Visa and MasterCard, provide that opportunity.
Facebook is partnering with a couple dozen other companies on this, including MasterCard and Lyft. But there are still a few things left before this becomes a reality, like getting approval for Libra from regulators around the world. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.